Chapter 26, A Mob of Individuals. The following is a quote from Plutarch. Each one of us is made up of 10,000 different and successive states, a scrap heap of units, a mob of individuals. The confusion that has manifested itself so completely in the world today is not from wars and rumors of wars, but from a wandering in a foreign land, a land of Adam, a land established on a belief in two powers. Man has put on dozens of false faces and has remembered and carried over many of the mob of individuals into the present-day life. So does he wander through the valley of the shadow, on the rim of the burning hell, and through 1,001 evil conditions. When he suddenly, and it will be suddenly, hears the words of Jesus Christ, "Call no man your father," he will loose much belief in history, his story. All the mob personalities having their roots in ancestor teaching will slide off him, and he will be free. He will be even as the prodigal when he came in sight of his real home. It will be just as it has always been, and the patrimony he seemed to have spent will still be intact. Suddenly he learns that all the states of thought are illusions and have no reality except the recognition given them. To be absent from the body is not some fantastic experience. It is recognizing the presence and automatically doing away with the two, you and God. There is just God, and you are the point through which his power comes into manifestation. Once you discover this, you begin to understand why Jesus went to the Father every time he came into an area of unsolvable thought, a state of thought that is intensified more and more as so-called time goes on until he stops thinking. The moment he does, manifestation created by the state of thought disappears and he is free. It is instantaneous and wonderful. An evil, a disease, is only as old as the last thought. Where did all the evil come from? The devil, the evil manifestations? You are told that the devil is a creation of thought-taking, judging from appearances and making these findings a basis of life. From walking up and down and to and fro came the devil. He is made up of accepting what you see with foreshortened human sight, instead of what you see when you return to the Father. Jesus devitalized thought forms of hunger, not by working for bread and fish, but by suddenly breaking the thought form, by taking away the power of thought which was sustaining them. The moment you believe, you cease to see manifestations of human thought and evil. Thus an incurable man with 40 years of disease is found suddenly leaping and rejoicing. No convalescing, for there is nothing to convalesce from. There is a sudden going to a new state, a new dimension. It is wonderful when we begin to see that the states of thought about us are sustained by the very force that is fighting them. There is only one power, and that is present always and in all ways. We follow the pattern of the ancestors. It has been well established and recognized as true and even venerated. It is like a rut which we worship until suddenly we begin to see that something can lift us from this rut which is so abhorrent. Afterwards, when we begin to see, there is but one power, and that the manifestation of evil is not the effect of another power, but of the one power which has been used to animate the ancestor teaching, pure hypnotism. Suddenly, there is another elevation, another mansion into which we can instantly enter and be freed from all that was distasteful without making a so-called demonstration. The recognition comes that manifestation is always falling into dust, and that the moment thought is taken from it, it results in its own demise without effort. You don't have to get rid of anything or person. You have to take from the situation the thought that is sustaining it, and the manifestation will take care of itself, no matter how long it has been established as an absolute law or rule. In the twinkling of an eye, all shall be changed. And so it is. This ceases to be Bible language and becomes a statement of law. And in the twinkling of an eye is pretty quick. It is direct ratio to the sudden taking from the evil manifestation, that which is holding it together. When the water is taken from the sandcastle which the child builds on the seashore, and it is dry, it is blown away. It is nothing. Where is the shape of the castle then? It is in the same place as the shape of evil you sustained by feeding it with recognition and imagining it came from the devil, who was a power against God. Well, it is against God and acts in a militant way until recognition is made and we cease the two-power business and discover it is only possible to have evil because we believe in two powers and do not understand that there is but one which we, being free agents, attempt to use in our own way and thus create a pseudo-universe. The moment we see this, we take the power from the manifestation and it falls into the dust. It is wonderful that this can be in the twinkling of an eye, just as fast as you can let it happen, not make it happen. No wonder, then, that Jesus returned unto the Father and away from the pictures of evil in front of him, which were being sustained by thought. Self-consciousness is completely devaluated, and self-consciousness takes over, and the evil pictures and forms disintegrate. A man who thought he was exposed to a loathsome disease died, the result of an experiment by some scientists. He developed all the symptoms of the disease he never had simply by being told he had accidentally slept in a bed in which a cholera patient had died. He manifested the whole thing and passed on. This account taken from the London Lancet. Even his body contained cholera virus. So you see, and as the gentleman from the South said, I sees what I sees, and I hears what I hears, and I draws my own delusions. It is well to return to the Father as a reality instead of an experiment in religion. Just walk into it. Just melt into it. Just recognize it and assume it, and let the sandcastle fall again into the sand. The thought force being taken away, your greatest evil is nothing but a thing in time, an illusion, a memory. Everything is done in the now. Until this is discovered, we will continue to work in the future, waiting and waiting for something to happen which has already happened. All the pictures in time have already taken place and are waiting recognition. And if they do not get recognition, they are stillborn. They are clouds without rain. It is wonderful. We know that a bud on a tree can be crushed by the pressure of the fingers, which, if left to grow, can be a high branch. It is all in the awake, thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light. We are awakening into that which is and into the now and seeing the parade of the manifestation that comes from the mob of individuals. When you accept that you are the Son of the Living God, you are through with the reincarnation of the Adam self-creating thought. It is then you discover you are in the world but not of it. You are no more under the curse or fate of the law, but you move with the law and not with the misinterpretation of it through the use of thought. The matrix of the perfect creation is eternal, and you return to that instead of trying to correct the distorted manifestation you have brought out by taking thought. It is wonderful.